We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Second Guest Show. Mike DeTeglia, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:30 tonight, and then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network. It'll be the Saints Coaches Show with head coach Sean Payton. His guest tonight will be offensive line coach Dan Rocher. And then at 7:30 tonight, Monday Night Football, the Cleveland Browns play the New York Jets. You can hear that game live right here on the Big 870. If you come into the Slipper, they'll have the board up for the Monday Night contest. You pick a square and see if you can pick the game right. A couple times you did that, Hebert. You hit that on Super Bowl
actually
Sunday.
Actually hit Super Bowl Sunday. I hit it exactly. But a lot of times you can't be so close but so far. You got to be exact.
You come like one number off.
Yeah,
you did
but,
that a couple times
but listen,
last year.
When you look when they planned the schedule, didn't they want Sam Darnold versus Baker Mayfield? And Sam Darnold, what he has, mono? I thought that was a 1980s degree, like illness.
No, they still got that today.
Yeah, but
that didn't disappear off the earth.
No, I was kind of surprised because they had that way more in the 80s than you have that now.
That's true. That's true. But, man, look.
No, that's serious.
What happens to the quarterback situation. You think from in the preseason on.
Quarterbacks, oh.
Andrew Luck. Retires with injuries.
You got to get. I can tell you what. I wish Jacoby Brissett was backing up Drew Brees.
Yeah, I agree with that.
With the Colts,
you have Ben Roethlisberger announced today that he. Man, you saw it as soon as he threw the football, and you know that he pulled that arm back, non-contact. You knew that was pretty serious.
Well, Mike, look at this scar right here.
Yeah,
see this thing right here, and the elbow, and here's like Roethlisberger just throwing, like, oh, what just happened? Aversion happened. To me, against Richard Dent and the Bears, when he grabbed my hand and all of a sudden I go, oh, shoot, damn, my elbow's jacked up. I knew it was something all of a sudden you're trying to throw. And so that's when I had an injury, with an elbow injury like you got with Ben Roethlisberger that, no, that is devastating for the Steelers. The Steelers, think about this. The Steelers are 0-2 right now, Mike. We might be in a little trouble right now, but we're not like the Steelers.
No, that's long term.
Yes.
That's long
because he's
term.
Out for the season. Drew Brees at least is going to come back,
yeah.
I think.
And that's the thing. We'll talk to Dr. David Elias in the 6 o'clock hour. Give us a little explanation. Doc is orthopedic surgeon at Ortho LA out in Thibodaux Regional Medical Center, and he'll give us some insights. Did some training and some research, certainly, on that type of injury that Drew Brees has. And so, Bobby, my thing about it is if it's 3 weeks, if it's 4 weeks, if it's 6 weeks, you're going to have to do something different. You cannot run the same thing that you ran with Drew, and it's going to be a two-quarterback system. In my opinion, it's just not going to be Teddy. You're going to have to bring Taysom Hill in to run certain plays at the quarterback position. You got to do it differently. Now, again, we're just seeing a glimpse of what post-Drew Brees is going to be like in New Orleans. And you saw it yesterday. Now, again, Saints got the stew kicked out of them in the trenches. I mean, hey, I give it to the Rams. Man, they beat them up front.
Especially the O-line. Everybody had a penalty on the O-line.
When has that happened before that you can remember that
never.
Everybody's got a penalty?
Never.
You didn't get no running game going. The protection wasn't there. You had to drop passes. It was a cluster across the board. And then certainly with the Brees injury.
Well,
and then, you know, you get the call that wasn't made, whatever. And we'll talk about that. But my situation is, you know, depending on the time frame here, it does go to show you that part of next man up. That sounds great in the locker room. That sounds great if you want to throw it out there. But all I remember the same people that are telling you all's going to be well In 2012, what happened to this football team when Sean Payton got suspended for the year?
Yeah, Bounty Gate.
Everybody, oh, well, they got all the assistant coaches back, Drew Brees back.
We're basically a 500 team.
You were a 500 football team. You were 7-9, 8-8.
That's all the same.
And it's all the same deal. So my thing is, man, don't sugarcoat it. In essence, tell the truth to everybody. I think this team will be okay, and they can win some games, but you're going to be different offensively, you're going to struggle you didn't do with Drew.
Well, the thing is, if we have the right roster, whether we have Drew Brees or not, we should be in the hunt and have a chance to win. Now, we can not necessarily be in the hunt against the Seahawks or the Cowgirls, because I think Dallas
gonna be
is
rough,
that good.
But
what are you doing after that? You have to look at the complete schedule. You break it up in quarters. And can we win in the trenches? That's where we got to win. To help out Teddy Bridgewater, what we have to do? We got to
run the
football and then utilize play action. So I think now in the meeting rooms, you challenge the offensive line and you challenge the defense. How about the defense plays like they played on the back end of the season? But do that right now, Mike, because that's what we're going to need to truly have a chance to win. Now, I'm just hoping to be 500. If we're 500,
I'll take that. I don't know if you'll get there,
So after eight games, if we're 4-4, man, I'm optimistic. I'm optimistic because you know what? I think we're going to win double-digit games if we're 4-4, and we'll be in the playoff picture. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the NFC South.
All I know is
if you win 10 games, I might win the NFC South.
Look at the NFC South. Ain't nobody running away with this.
No. No.
You know, come on. The Panthers are 0-2. The Bucs stumbled into a win, so they 1-1. Last night, listen, I give Atlanta credit. They fought through some adversity in that game and came back and won. Man, Julio, man, when you needed him, Jack, he come up with a big play. And Ridley's a really good player,
But wait,
too.
To show you how he can go back and forth, how about Aguilar, if I'm pronouncing it?
Yeah, Nelson Aguilar. Yeah.
Man, you catch that ball along the sidelines. The safety has a bad angle. Mike.
He scores.
They got the lead. So you never know. So you can look at it. You know why I said it's not bad for the Who Dat Nation, the Saints? Because we don't play the Eagles, right? So you want the Eagles to lose. Because you think the Eagles are going to be relevant in the big picture, right?
They're going to fight the Cowboys in the East.
But we played the Falcons twice. So you control your destiny. What do you do head-to-head? So I always look at a silver lining. I'm like saying, well, you know, the Eagles won that game. I mean, Atlanta won that game against the Eagles. But you know what? That could be good in the big picture when you look at overall record in the NFC because we still got to play the Falcons twice. You know, we don't play the Eagles, Mike. So when you look at tiebreakers and all that comes about, now I think it's going to come into fold or the picture, you know, having to go at Seattle and then Dallas coming to New Orleans. But this is where we got to show our team that we have a roster. We have our team. We need our defense to step up. We need a win in the trenches. And to help out Teddy Bridgewater, we have to be able to run the ball and utilize play action. But, you know, the one thing, as great as Sean Payton is, you know I love Sean Payton. I probably, my wife said, no, you don't want to marry Sean Payton. I know you want to marry Drew Brees. But Sean Payton, Mike, it's amazing. Since 2006, Sean Payton has 3 wins and 6 losses against the Rams. Okay, think about that.
When's the last time they beat Seattle? 07?
Yeah. So that's why I look at
there's a track record.
What are we going to do after Seattle and the Cowgirls? That, to me, was going to be critical. Like the Jacksonvilles of the world, the Cardinals, Tampa Bay. Those are the kind of games that, hey, whether Drew Brees is available or not, you got to win. You got a better roster, you got to win those games. And I was a little discouraged when I seen Coach McVay and the Rams. You know, I always like it when you're winning at halftime. You know, Mike, a young up-and-coming coach, they're 20-0 now when they're leading at halftime. Now, we should have maybe been leading at halftime. You might say, well, come on, the game wasn't even close. No, listen, if it had been under a touchdown, I think we'd be bitching a little bit more about, come on, we got robbed. Now, we did get robbed, but we would have been up 10-3, and it's a game. Football is always a game of momentum. And who knows? I'm not saying we'd have won, but, Mike, it might have went down to the fourth quarter. If Cam Jordan touchdown is not nullified and we're up 10-3, I don't know, it could be a different game. I'm not saying we're going to win, but it'd be a lot more interesting the outcome.
Yeah, I agree with that. And again, Bobby, goes back to it, the incompetence here. Man, if you watch the end of the Chicago game against Denver, how can you call that a roughing the passer on Bradley
Chubb?
That
looked like a tackle to me.
That's a tackle. What more you wanted him to do at that stage? Good gracious. I don't get. I know they're trying to protect the quarterbacks in this league. They're trying to protect
right.
the quarterbacks. But come on.
But you don't make that call. To me,
you don't make that call late in the game like that.
Well, the thing, unless you tomahawk chopping a quarterback in the head with a forearm or something. No, that's like a normal tackle to me.
That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah.
Just a normal hit, so to speak, on that play. But, again, it does go to show you that, man, they protect these quarterbacks today. And you see it now. It's a quarterback-driven world. You got to have them. And now they're starting to kind of fall a little bit. And what that does to teams across the board, you know, it makes a big difference. You can say, well, we got a really good backup. Man, he ain't as good as our number one guy. That's all I know.
Well,
the Steelers, that's a major drop-off from Ben Roethlisberger to Mason Rudolph, who's a second-year guy in this league.
Put it this way, we in better shape than the Steelers. I'm going to be honest, there's a lot of old-school Steeler fans in Louisiana. But the Houdat Nation, the Saints, are a lot better shaped than the Steelers. Now, I think Sean Payton, listen, if you're going to at times put Drew Brees at wide receiver to put Taysom Hill in there.
So you're not going to pull Teddy out? Come on.
I could see right now going forward that Taysom Hill, you're going to be a jack of all trades, but you might get a dozen quarterback snaps. You know, like you might have – 2 or 3 with Taysom with Drew. But now, Mike, it might be a scenario that Taysom Hill is involved sometime, over the next 6 games. I'm not saying to utilize this against Seattle or Dallas. I'm just waiting. I'm going to wait and see. But I think Taysom Hill will be way more involved with
He's
the quarterback.
He's going to be way more. You got to do it that way.
Just to win, whatever it takes to win.
And you've had difficulties. Again, I go back to it. You've had difficulties matching up against Seattle when you've played them in Seattle. That has been kind of a graveyard for this football team. Had a couple of playoff games that ended up with a loss there. At least you're playing them early in the year. Hopefully the weather won't be too bad. We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this break here on the Big 870. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillia, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. We've had a couple people ask when the last time the Saints beat Seattle. They beat them at home 2016, 25-20. On the road, it's been a different situation when you played Seattle out there. Man, it's been a tough spot for them. There's been some weather situations there, but you just haven't matched up well against Seattle when you've played them in Seattle. And that 25-20 game in 2016, that was a pretty good football game with those two teams going at it. But, again, Bob, it's going to be different without Drew. You're going to run your offense differently, and you're going to have protection up front. And I thought yesterday that was the big surprise to me. They had difficulties. It didn't matter if Aaron Donald was in there or not. They had trouble blocking Brockers and everybody else they were sending there, and you couldn't get a running game going. You got to be able to give him some help along the way, and you're going to have to do something at the wide receiver position too. But Phil Yates is reporting from ESPN that Alex Anzalone, the Saints have placed Anzalone on injured reserve. So, again, Alex is a really good player. Bob, he's had a lot of issues with injuries at Florida and now with the Saints. Last year was different.
Yeah, so are we counting on Alonzo then? A tackling machine that he was ever since he's been in the league, Mike. So I think, I don't know if they were looking to a crystal ball considering what was going to occur, but they wanted to provide that depth. Now, so Alonzo have a great job, a great opportunity, I should say, to be part of what they're doing defensively.
Yeah, and you didn't bring him here to watch. you sort of knew somewhere along the line you're going to have to give him the baton. One thing with him, he's an experienced player. He has started in this league for a long time.
I want to say he was like Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, he sure was. And then he had a couple of knee injuries that knocked him out for a while. The last couple of years, though, he's been healthy on the Dolphins football team, led him last year in tackles. So he's a guy that you've counted on quite a bit now with Anzalone. And this is, again, being reported by Phil Yates of ESPN that apparently Alex Anzalone is on injured reserve.
Now, and Mike, what's going to be critical, I think, also is that how you close out games. I'm looking at the Saints, and I'm looking at Seattle now. In the fourth quarter, we were outstanding last season in Seattle because of Russell Wilson. They were also outstanding. The Saints are number one. Seattle is number two. We average like 10 points a game in the fourth quarter. Now, this is with Drew in Seattle with Russell Wilson. They average 9.5. So, no, it's going to be an upset. If we right now.
It would be a big upset.
Yeah, if we.
Over there, especially.
Because, Mike, is there a line yet? Because I saw where it was off.
Yeah, and finding out a little bit about the injuries.
Right.
They'll support that pretty quickly on that part. Another thing, too, is interested in the health of Craig Robertson. Because now, man, your depth-wise has been kind of cut a little bit, you know, without Anzalone. So you're going to have to count on Craig to come back also.
Well, and
who can play all three positions.
Yeah, because we need our defense to pick up the slack and really play like they played on the back end of the season. What they were able to do last year, I thought, if you look at the numbers, they were a top 10 defense. I know we finished in the middle of the pack, but we need them right now to kind of, you know, take it upon themselves and realize the responsibility. Same thing with the O-line. Same thing with the running game. I was a little discouraged overall with Alvin Kamara. When you look at that, Alvin Kamara had, in the first half, 8 yards on 6 carries. He ended up finishing with 45 yards on 13 carries, and he had 1 catch for 15 yards. He only totaled 60 yards of offense. Where against, now you look at the three previous meetings against the Rams, he was averaging 138.5 total yards. So, we need our players, because I think we got one of the top running backs in Alvin Kamara, Michael Thomas, to help out Teddy Bridgewater. So can we win on the line of scrimmage and defensively have a championship-winning type defense, and then also being able to establish the run with our O-line and then utilize play action?
Another thing, too, is, man, as they wore down, man, the tackling. Man, you saw Cooper Kupp. We talked about him in the pregame, and I know he's a really good football player. Man, they made him look like Jerry Rice. I mean, you know, I think it was 5 different people had a shot at him, and he broke through everyone for the to get it down. What, the half-yard line, and I think Goff ended up with the score.
Well, that was a 66-yard catch and run. We're always talking about not giving up big plays, you know, splash plays. You know, guy's going to catch the ball on you.
But you can't make the tackle.
You can't miss tackles and giving up a 66-yard type reception. No, we need Lattimore to play better. We need Lattimore to be more dominant. No, everyone needs to look in the mirror. Take it upon themselves.
That was a lot of fathers in that loss yesterday.
Yeah.
It was a lot of them.
That's why Sean Payton said it's going to be interesting. We'll look at the film, and everybody's going to have to check themselves and realize the task at hand, considering you're going to Seattle, a hostile environment. What are you going to do? Are you going to win, or are you going to lose your battle? What is your job? Do your job, and then also when they come back to town, prime time, against Dallas Sunday Night Football.
And again, you're playing 2 really good defensive lines here. Now, I know they did trade Frank Clark away, but then they went out and get Jadeveon Clowney. They used their first-round pick on L.J. Collier. So, you know, they tried to fill into that spot. They decided they weren't going to play Frank. You know, so they ended up sending him to Kansas City instead, accumulating a couple of early picks. But still, that's always been Pete's. You know, he's a defensive-oriented coach. His front 7 has always been good. He had that Legion of Boom for a while. Then all those guys got old, sort of speaking the business. And, man, Bobby Wagner and what he does at that middle linebacker position, he's absolutely awesome. I know Luke Kuechly gets a lot of ink, and deservedly so, you can make a strong point. Bobby Wagner's maybe the second best.
Well, he's right there. Yeah. It's like 1 and 1A. I mean, he's right there. But you look at Clowney, only 26 years of age. We all remember he was the number one draft pick in 2014. He's made the Pro Bowl the past three seasons. So I think that's why he wanted to get compensated. Now, Mike, is Ziggy Ansah, is he ready to roll?
No, well, he was inactive this week. We'll have to wait and see.
Because that's when you have the bookends. Because when you have Ziggy Ansah and Jadeveon Clowney.
Only thing I saw is the last time the Lions played the Saints with Ziggy Ansah.
He got
and he went up against Teron Armstead.
And
he got stoned in that game.
Yeah, he didn't do anything.
He didn't get squat in that. We'll be back with more Second Guessing. We'll open up the telephone lines right after this break here on the Big 870. Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTeo, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight, and you can come in, and they have the boards up for the Monday night contest between the Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets, and you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 at 7:30 tonight. Jen Mueller is reporting to me. I text her, and she says that Pete Carroll's reporting that Ziggy Ansah will be ready to play the Saints. So Bobby's question about will Ziggy be ready, Pete Carroll is saying he expects Ziggy Ansah to be ready to be go up against the Saints this coming Sunday. We're going to go to Ken. Ken, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, Ken, how you been, bud?
Hey, man, long time no talk to.
Same here, brother. How you been?
This is it. I'm doing great, doing great. Look, we got – it's a different ball game now that Drew is not, you know, not going to be available. And it's hard – it's just hard for me to imagine that the defense that we have is going to be able to give us the support that we're going to need these next six games at least. I don't have a lot of confidence. Matter of fact, I of the units – the defensive line, to me, is our strongest suit, unfortunately. And I think we thank God we picked up the kid from Miami at linebacker. We still need to get another linebacker to go with Davis because the kid we got from Carolina is slow of foot. So something needs to be done there. I'm just disappointed in our secondary, especially in our corners. What's going on with that? What do you guys see in that?
No, they're getting beat, bottom line.
Like a drum, yeah.
Man, and that's the thing with Lattimore is the biggest surprise. Come on, Ken, we all knew what you were going to get once they traded for Eli Apple. He was a guy that had been hit and miss in New York. So you knew that he wasn't going to come in here and turn into an all-pro player. Lattimore was a different story. You know, Lattimore had a really good rookie season, played well last year, and they expecting him to be a shutdown corner or something close to it. He ain't close to that the first two games. I mean, he's not close to that. That's been the biggest disappointment, far as I'm concerned, has been the secondary play.
Yeah.
All across the board.
And you know, the thing is, Ken, when I look at top-notch cornerbacks, now he might be this day and age with the rule changes and all, but they throw at Lattimore. Do you watch your games? Oh, they're not throwing in Lattimore's direction. No, they throw to me at Lattimore or Eli Apple. They, whatever the play is.
It don't matter.
Yeah, they're not like, oh, we're not going there. No, they throw at both of them. And listen, we got to continue.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm asking both of you guys this question. What made the New Orleans, what made Coach Payton and the New Orleans Saints organization think that they could bring back the same defense last year to this year?
Because how they finished
improve.
The season. The Saints had but a top 10 defense on the back end of the season. They did. I mean, if you look at the first 10 games, now we laid an egg against Fitzpatrick the first game, but you look when we had those injuries on the offensive line, and so I want to say the month and a half, when we were in the same dominating offense, ready to set records, our defense helped us win. You have to look.
No, there were games late. Defense pulled it out for them.
So that's why, Ken, right there, because how they finished the back end of the season.
My thing is the progress in the secondary. That's where we, you know, in practice.
There is none.
How many times, you know, in years past, Ken, the offense dominated. They'd go up and down the field, up and down the field. But this year that wasn't the case. So you kind of told you, man, you're seeing some progress here, but it ain't shown on the football field. That's all I can tell you.
And
it has not shown the first two weeks.
And the thing is, Ken, you cannot give up splash plays. What I mean by that, any run of 10 yards or more, considering how good we were last year, of not giving that up. We were along the lines with the Bears as far as not giving up those big 10-plus yards. And then pass plays, come on, any time you see – I'm not even going to go with 20 yards, plus 20, but especially plus 25 or more. You can't get gashed. Look
What did the Rams average yesterday, rushing the ball?
Okay, Mike. No, we actually stopped the run. When you look at it, Mike,
it was better than week one, but it couldn't have been too much worse.
Yeah. Hold on.
To be honest with you.
I have it right here. Against the run, no, well, we got two plays. Like Brandon Cooks had a 57-yarder. And Cup had a 66-yarder. What? That gash, that's like a bomb. You know, you talk about a bomb? Mm-hmm. No, Mike. The Rams averaged 3.8 yards a carry with 30 rushing attempts.
I'll take that.
Yes.
I'll take that point. Because last year they gave up 3.6. The week before, against them two cats.
It's all about when it occurs and the timing that Brandon Cooks, like, 57-yarder when that occurred, and also the Cooper Kupp 66-yarder when that occurred.
But to me, though, golf. He was very confident throwing the football in the second half. Now, he got a lot of heat on him in the first half, but he was very confident in that pocket throwing the football in the second half of the game.
He didn't look – now, obviously –
man, he didn't look uncomfortable
in
that
pocket. Obviously, you're not dealing with the crowd noise and what happened in the Superdome. I think he grew from that playing – in the L.A. Coliseum. No, Mike, he was almost right at 300 yards, you know, passing. He was not freaked out. I mean, even what occurred when Trey Henderson forced the fumble, we got a scoop and score. I mean, he wasn't antsy in the pocket. He just stayed in there and did his thing. So
yeah, one thing I can say about Bridgewater, we will find out if he is the quarterback of the future. This is the
Ken, you
ultimate
know it.
Test.
You know now, Ken, in
Do
your heart.
Die.
You know in your heart he's not. I've been saying this for 2 years. The successor to Drew Brees is in college football today. Now,
no doubt about that.
Can he Band-Aid this for 4, 5, 6 games? That's why you paid him the money.
They paid him $7 million to be a Band-Aid.
To be that insurance policy.
To be a big Band-Aid. Not that little bitty, skinny Band-Aid. A big Band-Aid.
The wound's bigger today.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, got to pay the claim. And the offensive line is not helping.
Well, the thing is, you know what I was discouraged more than anything? We had 57 yards rushing. We averaged under 3 yards a carry.
Yo.
I'm looking at Kamara was at 3.5 and Murray was at 1.5. I don't think Mark Ingram ever had a game where he averaged a yard and a half a carry. Now, in his defense, Murray only had 5 attempts. You know, we ran the ball only 20 times. But, Mike, it doesn't seem like right now that we truly, if we have a lead, could close out a game with a pound. Because we don't want Alvin Kamara pounding in there. Could Murray take that beating? You remember when we had, who's the guy from the Cardinals? We won the Super Bowl. Mike, is it?
Bell.
Mike Bell.
Ring
what?
That bell.
Yeah, ring that bell. Okay, and he was doing all the dirty work. I don't think Murray's that kind of guy. Nothing against him. And I just don't see Murray being that complimentary back when you got to be that workhorse to Alvin Kamara.
Gus, will show who you played, though. Ken,
this is what happens when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback. Everything is a whole lot easier. But when that guy is not there, everything is more difficult. The offensive line is not as good. The blocking for the running game is not as good. Receivers are not as open. It's just the defenses of other teams will take a deep breath and feel a whole lot better going up against the Saints without Breed.
That's no question about it. That's why you're going to have to do this sort of two quarterback alignment here. You're going to have to give them different looks if you have a chance to win here, because of the fact they get, listen, they got film on Teddy Bridgewater. They know what he can do. He was a starting quarterback in this league. They know what he can do well and what he can't. And they're going to try to take away that short pass element. He doesn't really throw the football deep downfield and really didn't have much of a chance yesterday because they didn't protect him.
That's why we're paying Coach Payton the big bucks.
That's right.
Yeah, they're paying the big bucks to see what you do without Drew Brees to make the team better.
Yes.
But, Ken, if that game would have been down to the wire, you know it could have been the difference also? We had way too many damn penalties. We had 11 penalties, 87 yards. You have 9 or more around 100 yards. No, that's like a touchdown.
The touchdown.
So even if it had been a
close
game. It looked
like Archie Manning offensive line. That's what it looked like.
That's what it looked like yesterday. It sure did. Ken, thanks so much for the call, bud. We appreciate it. We'll be back with more Second Guess. We're finishing it up here on our number one of the Second Guess show. Mike DeTellier, Bobby Hebert. Bob, one of the things people have brought up about trade scenarios to go bring in other quarterbacks, sign this quarterback, that quarterback.
They don't know the offense. What are you talking about? People don't realize how complicated the NFL is. Well, let's bring another quarterback. Let him run around. No. It's going to be Teddy Bridgewater and Taysom Hill. They know the system.
Like it or not, that's what you're going to get.
Bring somebody off the street or a free agent. Now, you know who I think is smart enough? He went to Harvard. Fitzpatrick. Look at Fitzpatrick and the Dolphins, how they've been like El Succo. Now, I don't know. To me, that would be a guy that I know.
Short-term. Band-aid.
Short-term would be smart enough. We remember, we saw Fitzpatrick last year. You see, he's like been had unbelievable games.
And then he's been.
He's had the worst games in NFL history. It's like up and down, but he has that kind of ability. There ain't too many cats out there like that.
And he's played in so many different systems. But, man, he's such a sharp guy. He gets it.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the talent of some of the guys playing in the league. But he just got that moxie about him. I don't know. You were doing an interview.
Well, when you look at Josh Rosen as a future NFL quarterback, but Josh Rosen didn't beat him out, Mike.
Josh Rosen's going to be a career backup in this league.
Right now, he wants to be a starter.
Yeah, he wants to be a starter. Yeah, I want to win the Powerball. come Wednesday night. If you play, you want to win. But, come on, Josh is who he is. He is a guy that if he was playing golf or tennis, he'd be great. This is a team sport. You got to communicate with people. He has no interest in that.
We need Teddy Bridgewater or Taysom Hill. We've done running back by committee. We can do quarterback by committee.
That's what you're going to get, too.
So what? It's all about just somehow win the game, because this is unacceptable. Mike, as we're getting ready to go to the top of the hour, the Saints didn't score a touchdown against the Rams. The last time that happened was week 14 in 2016 against the Bucs. Just the third time in 13 seasons under Coach Payton without a touchdown. You remember the other time was 2015. We lost to the Texans in week 12. So this only happened three times in 13 years. So Sean knows that, you're getting paid the big bucks, the head coach, that you got to get it done, and we got to score no matter who's the quarterback.
We'll be back with more Second Guess right after this news break here on the Big 870.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.